On this day, 3rd April 1971, Faulkner under fire. There were angry scenes at Stormont early this morning as the two-day debate on a motion of confidence in the new government dragged to an end. A scathing attack by Mr. Austin Currie, SDLP, on the Prime Minister provoked a series of heated interruptions from government supporters. The motion was finally passed by 27 votes to 8, but Mr. Faulkner had to endure bitter criticism from all sides of the House. Mr. Desmond Bowle, Protestant Unionist, told the Premier he had only got the job because there was no one else to do it, and he reminded the House that only 2 years ago, Mr. Faulkner was a right-winger. Dr. Robert Simpson, Unionist, criticised the promotion of Mr. Harry West, and the Nationalist and SDLP members condemned the government's lack of integrity or credibility and demanded firm guarantees on the reform programme. Mr. Currie said the reason Mr. Faulkner held his new position was because of the speeches and attitude he had adopted in the past. The PM had shown in the past, particularly to the Orange Order, that he held sentiments of naked sectarianism. Mr. Faulkner said his was going to be an open government. His door was open to the opposition, like everyone else, if they cared to walk through it in a constructive spirit. North-South Commerce talks. With news yesterday that prospects for economic and social development, Northern Ireland are to be investigated by the Westminster and Stormont governments, came the announcement that cross-border talks between the two departments of commerce are soon to get underway. Last night, Mr. Faulkner emphasised that he was very anxious indeed to see economic cooperation between the two parts of the country. This followed the Stormont disclosure earlier by the new Minister of Commerce, Robin Bailey, that he had asked his department to make contact with Dublin to see if a meaningful dialogue can be started on all matters within the range of my functions where cooperation might be considered. For the opposition, Mr. John Hume, SDLP, welcomed Mr. Bailey's assurances and suggested that it would be a good gesture on the part of the Republic if they removed the remaining tariffs that existed on imports from the North. Eamon Phoenix editors note, the SDLP's distrust of Brian Faulkner was tempered by support for his government's announcement that it was considering Jack Lynch's offer of talks on cross-border economic development. Educated at St. Columba's College, Rathfarnham, Faulkner had clearly no difficulty in viewing Ireland as one country. He was also considering giving the opposition a meaningful role in parliamentary decision-making, though a new committee system.